Shayna?
Is it on?
Yeah.
So weird.
I never realized how much like these
what's
little
this for?
Things mean.
Website. Should we like smile or should we pretend like we're like...
Yeah, pretend like
we're
like...
What?
Don't smile. Don't smile.
What?
Normally.
You know, what? 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 Oh, what?
The rest
so good at looking
right now.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty
good. Let me just say something.
Okay. How many of you go to Hebron this Shabbos? Okay. So we're about to explore the significance of what seems on surface to just be a kind of boring real estate transaction. This is going to be the first week where Rav Asher's boring principle comes into play. Right? I told you my principle, right? This is even more boring. Okay, my principle is that the most boring sections in the Torah are the ones that contain the most meat. Okay, so right as during laning you begin to nod off and fall asleep, so that's exactly when, if you were paying attention, you were awake, you would gain the most insight. So we're gonna begin with this is a very, very good example. Right, it begins the negotiations between Avraham and Bnei Chet, Avraham and Ephron. They seem to be, technical. Real estate negotiations, right? If you're interested in business, so maybe it might have some interest for you. A liberal arts guy like me, right? Fall asleep after the first mention of exactly how it's going to be paid for and exactly which piece of real estate, etc. So it's interesting, first of all, that historians have found ancient real estate documents from the ancient Near East. And the way that it's described here is very, very similar to the way the ancient real estate documents were formulated. In other words, the kind of negotiation going on between Avram and Ephron was a very, very typical negotiation about how to define the real estate that's being described. Okay, so in other words, what's being quoted here is a very, very normal, traditional kind of negotiation about real estate in their time. Okay? So on the one hand, it's nice to know. It's nice to know that's the way it happened. But the Torah doesn't usually tell me like what kind of toothpaste Avraham Avinu used to brush his teeth with. Right? It doesn't tell us whether you use Head and Shoulders or not. Right? So why does the Torah go out of its way, many, many psukim, to tell us exactly which way Avraham Avinu formulated his real estate documents? What's significant about it? Kind of a little bit. It's interesting that the real estate halacha is not derived from this very much. Yeah.
That how important it was to Abraham and to us that he actually went through the right process to get this property and that it's actually his, it's actually ours.
Okay, so it might be that the significance of this is not, we don't care per se exactly how he formulated his real estate contract. It might be that the reason why the Torah puts a zoom lens on this interaction, this conversation, is because this is the first moment when Hashem's promises have begun to become fulfilled. Right? Up until now, it's been a lot of promises and no fulfillment. Right? Hashem, since he spoke to Avraham in Haran, right, and said, Lech lecha me'artzecha, he said, I'm going to give you this amazing land, I'm going to give you this... Right? So imagine someone calls you up and says, I have this great business deal, I want to ask you to invest in me, and I promise you, I'm going to start turning huge profits, 5% the first year, 15% the next year, 60% the year after that. Right? And the year's over, you call up and he says, I promise you, it's going to be really good, really good. Right? The year after that, you call him up, he's like, we're about to turn the corner, or about to like... So the point is, as I was saying, show me the money. Right? Where's everything you promised me? So that until this point, until when Sarah Imenu passes away and Avram buys his own cash, he buys a piece of Eretz Yisrael, he hasn't yet attained even a single inch of Eretz Yisrael as his own property. Okay? Yes?
When he acquires Be'er Sheva, he trades, he gives Avimelech 7 cows.
That's usage of wells. It's not